Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri, wa yassir li amri, wa ahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilman ajma'in inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Harf jar? That's better. Harf jar? Ism al-Majur. Inshallah. That's better. We start with our drill, huh, brothers and sisters? Ready? Inshallah, by now you have memorized it, huh? But we will practice it. Ready? Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna. Anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu, huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu, huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu, mashallah, mashallah. What we did now, we pronounced Damirun Munfasilun, detached pronoun. They are always Marfu. They are always Marfu. These pronouns are always Marfu. And all pronouns are definite. You will remember, all the pronouns are definite. Okay, brothers and sisters? Now, we start from the bottom today. Kara'a, kara'a, kara'u, kara'at, kara'ata, kara'na, kara'ata, kara'tuma, kara'tum, kara'ti, kara'tuma, kara'tun, kara'tu, kara'na. At-talibu, kara'a. At-talibatu kara'at. Huwa kara'a. Hiya kara'at. Ana kara'atu. Anta kara'ata. Anti kara'ati. Nahnu kara'na. Hum kara'u. At-tullabu kara'u. At-talibatu kara'na. Got the idea? Inshallah. Akala, to eat, or he ate. That is the correct translation. He ate. Ready? Akala, akala, akalu, akalat, akalata, akalna, akalta, akaltuma, akaltum, akalti, akaltuma, akaltunna, akaltu, akalna. We have to remember, as soon as we come to hunna, and after hunna, the lam kalima gets a sukun. So we cannot say akalana, no. Akalna, akalta. Lam kalima gets a sukun. Muhammadun akala. Aminatu akalat. Al-awladu akalu. Al-nisa'u akalna. Ana akaltu. Anta akalta, anti akalti, nahnu akalna, antum akaltum, antunna akaltunna. Hal akalta biryani al-yawm? Say yes.
Naam.
Akaltu. What will you say?
Naam akaltu.
Hal akalta biryani al-yawm?
Naam
akaltu. Hal akalti halwa puri al-yawm?
Naam
akaltu. Yes, I read. Hal akaltum biryani al-yawm? Naam akalna. You will say akalna. Are you with me? Hal akala Muhammadun biryani al-yawm? Naam akala. He ate. There is little more to come. We will say naam akala hu, which is mafulun bihi. That is coming in book 2. So for the time being, we are not going in that much detail because the verbs, if you are familiar with English grammar, the verbs can be transitive and intransitive. Huh? What is transitive verb and what is intransitive verb? We will do in detail in book 2. And it's very interesting and very simple. And you will enjoy it, inshallah. Okay? Now, let's say, shariba. Huh? Shariba, shariba, sharibu, sharibat, sharibata, sharibna, sharibta, sharibtuma, sharibtum, sharibti, sharibtuma, sharibtunna, sharibtu, sharibna. Hal sharibta shah ya Salman? Naam sharibtu. See, that's the way it should come. Hal sharibti kahwa al-yawm? Sharibtu. MashaAllah. See, it should come to us that now we have to say sharibtu because I am replying, you know, okay? MashaAllah. Samia. Ready? Samia, samia, sami'u, sami'at, sami'ata, sami'ana, sami'ata, sami'atuma, sami'atum, sami'ati, sami'atuma, sami'atunna, sami'atu, sami'anna. Hal sami'ata al-adhana? Sami'atu. Hal sami'ati al-adhana? Naam, sami'atu. Right now we are only answering in affirmation. Huh? Are you with me? Hal samiyatum maladhana? Samiyana. Samiyana. Okay? Hal samiyatun aladhana? Naam. Samiyana. Samiyana. Because you are answering for? Okay? See, that is why we have in the Quran all the time we say, Rabbana hablana, all the time us. Ihdina us. We are going to learn everything and we are going to analyze everything, inshallah. Inshallah. Samiyana ata'ana. So samiyana, what is samiyana? We heard. That is the sinna. Okay? Yes, yes. Wa ilayka al-masir. What is ilayka al-masiru? What is it? إِلَيْكَ الْمَسِيرُ. What is this إِلَيْكَ? جَهَرْ مَجْرُور. شُبُّ جُمْلَة. خَبَر. Where is مُبْتَدَة? الْمَسِيرُ. Okay? So these things we are going to, inshallah, analyze it, inshallah. رَجَعَ. 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 رَجَعُ. رَجَعَتْ. رَجَعَتَ. رَجَعْنَا. رَجَعْتَ. رَجَعْتُمَا. رجعتم رجعتي رجعتما رجعتنا رجعت رجعنا ما شاء الله حامد رجع زينب رجعت الطلاب رجعوا الأولاد رجعوا الطالبات رجعنا النساء رجعنا أنت رجعت نحن رجعنا أنا رجعت أنت رجعتي أنتم رجعتم أنتن رجعتم. Then we do ذهب. Ready? ذهب ذهب ذهبوا ذهبت ذهبتا ذهبنا ذهبت ذهبتما ذهبتم ذهبتي ذهبتما ذهبتن ذهبتو ذهبنا. Okay, so if you know, get strong in couple of patterns, everything will become easy. Those 50 or plus verbs in the sheet, we got to do it, inshallah, as much as you can do it, so that maybe, you know, we'll start mudariya in next week or so. I will start mudariya. Now, the thing is, we are doing lesson number 20 today. or 19? Is it 19? 18, I'm jumping. I'm too anxious to finish the book. Lesson number 18. Brothers and sisters, lesson number 16 and 17 are very crucial for revision, so that the new concept is very well understood with you. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So try to revise 16 and 17. Every line of it, every line should be understood. Because that concept, if you understand very well, things will be very easy for you. Okay? Now, يا عبد الصمد هل ذهبت إلى المسجد اليوم؟ متى ذهبت؟ ذهبت قبل. You went before Salah, not after Salah. ذهبت قبل الصلاة. أو ذهبت قبل الأذان. قبل الأذان صلاتي. Okay, مضاف إليه. متى رجعت من المسجد؟ بعد الصلاة. بعد الصلاة. Are you? But you have to say رجعت. Do not let us all. When you say بعد الصلاة, we understand that you return, but we want to practice properly. Are you with me? Brother Hassan, هل ذهبت إلى المسجد اليوم؟ متى ذهبت يا أخي؟
ذهبت قبل الأذان.
ما شاء الله. متى رجعت من المسجد؟
رجعت بعد الصلاة.
ما شاء الله. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now this is, he's talking Arabic, brother. You are speaking Arabic now. Simple sentence. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So, Sister Maimuna, هل ذهبت إلى المسجد اليوم؟ ما شاء الله. متى ذهبت يا أختي؟ ما شاء الله. ومتى رجعت من المسجد؟ بعد الصلاة. Practice these things. Inshallah. ما اسمك يا أخي؟
اسمي محمد.
Now we got to polish it.
Yes.
So that we can say it nicely. اسمي محمد. ما اسمها؟
اسمها سلمان.
ما شاء الله. ما اسمه؟
اسمه سلمان.
سلمان. Okay. ما اسمك يا أختي؟ حفصة. It's me, حفصة. ما اسمها؟ اسمها. You got to say it properly. اسمها. Okay. ما اسمك يا أختي؟ ما اسمها؟ وما اسمها؟ وما اسمه؟ Muhammad. See, I say must. Why must? Because Hamzatul Wasal. Are you with me? And then we say ism. Because the ism is starting the sentence. Remember? Hamzatul Wasal. Inshallah, keep that in mind. We will practice. You know, you should practice yourself. Masmuka. Okay. Masmuha. Masmuhu. Okay. All singulars. Because in plural, it will change. If you say kum, then we cannot say masmukum. Ma asmaukum. Ma asmaukum. Like that. So we don't go in plural. Just do singular. Okay? Inshallah. And practice. Because you should answer with confidence and with fluency, inshallah. And it will come by practicing, inshallah. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, as I've said previously, this book concentrates on nouns. So most of the time, we were dealing with marfu. And then we learn majroor, harf jar, ism majroor. And then mudaf, mudaf ilahi. Mudaf ilahi is also majroor. And then we did zarf and mudaf ilahi. Again, mudaf ilahi is majroor. We did that. Now, for the first time, we are coming across mansub noun. Whenever mansub will come, we will have to figure out what it is. Okay? whenever noun will be marfu, we have to know why it is marfu. And when the noun is mansub, we must know why it is mansub. But now one form of mansub is coming. One form of mansub is coming, and it is a singular form. And it is indefinite. I want you to watch how it is written, how it is spelt. Okay? Here comes our first question, lesson number 18. الدرفُ الثامنُ عشرة. المدرس كم أخن لك يا محمدُ كم أخن؟ No, أخن. Do you see أخن? Do you see what it is? منسوب. Why it is منسوب? We are going to learn. When we go in book 3, brothers and sisters, the first lesson is a very big lesson, book 3. It tells us everything about why the noun is marfu, why the noun is mansub. And if there is a noun which is mansub, what are the possibilities? What does it tell us? The sentence will show us the reason for it being mansub. Okay? So, there are about 10 different reasons why the noun is mansub. Okay. The most common reason for the noun to be mansub, the most common reason is to become an object of the verb. That is the most common. But again, I'm just telling you a few things as an outline. Most common reason for the noun to be mansub, that it is most probably object of a verb. Okay, we will, inshallah, learn. Okay, if I say, Muhammadun Talibun. So Muhammad is a mubtada. Sahih. Okay, marfu. Now if I say, Ra'aitu. What is the meaning of Ra'aitu? I saw. Then I'm asking that verb a question. Saw what? Because if I say I saw, the sense is not complete. Tell me more. What did you see? So sometimes, you know, with the verb, the sense does not come because it needs an object to make a complete sense out of the sentence. Otherwise it is incomplete. So, in English, I say, I saw Muhammad in the souk. I saw Muhammad in the souk. So in English, I will be subject, saw will be verb, and Muhammad will be object. Okay? But then in English, the Muhammad remains Muhammad throughout. But if I say it in Arabic, I will say, Ra'aitu Muhammadan. What will you say? Ra'aitu Muhammadan. Why dan? Because it is an object for the verb ra'aitu. Are you see? Now this thing, brothers and sisters, I'm only telling you now. We are not studying it now. Because they will come in lesson number 5 in book 2. Lesson number 5 starts to explain us the object of the verb. And by that time we'll be stronger in the verbs, and I'll be explaining you many things before that. So it will become very easy and very, very interesting, inshallah. Okay? Now that is the most common form of mansub. We have other forms of mansub. For example, mafulun mutlak. Okay? It sounds very mysterious, exotic, mafulun mutlak. But it is so beautiful, brother. This is such a beautiful style in Arabic language. Mafulun mutlak. Okay, we will learn soon. It is also mansub. But you know, you always say mafulun mutlak without realizing it. When somebody does you a favor, what do you say?
Shukran.
Brother, what did you say? Shukran. It is mansub. Do you see? Shukran. How will you write shukran? Did you say Shukran, Brother Hassan? Is it Mansub? Yes. How do you analyze this in Arabic language? This is Mafulun Mutlaq. Also, we say Afwan. Afwan means you are welcome or don't mention. We used to say in olden days, don't mention. When somebody says thank you, don't mention. Nowadays, American style, you are welcome. Okay. So, Shukran is thank you and Afwan is you are welcome. But they are both in the same way. They are both mafulun mutlaq. But we are going to study them slowly, slowly. Around the middle of book 2, when we do verbal nouns, what did I say? What is the meaning of verbal nouns? Nouns derived from verbs. When we do that verbal noun, then I will start mentioning these mafulun mutlaq, slowly, slowly. The lesson mafulun mutlaq is lesson 29 in book 3. But it is so beautiful. But I will be doing it slowly, slowly, so that by the time that lesson comes, you are ready for it. Inshallah, you will love it. And it comes in the Quran all the time. Okay, brother and sister? So, one is mafulun mutlaq, then other is hal. What did I say?
Hal.
What is the meaning of hal? Hal kaisa hai janab ka? Kya khayal hai aapka? So, this is hal, the condition. You know, the action took place in what condition? So that is again mansub. Then we have mafululli ajli, that is also mansub. And then our zarfs are all mansub most of the time. See, ba'ada, qabla, what are they? Mansub, right? They are mansub. Now we are doing something else, which is also very beautiful, brother. That technical term is tamiz. What is it? Tamiz. Probably there is no translation of that in English. I don't know. Maybe there is, you know. Actually, it is tamyiz. What is it? Tamyiz. But we always say, when we say quickly, tamiz. Now, tamiz is a noun. And it is mansub. And it comes, okay, it comes in the sentence, okay, to remove any ambiguity. Okay. I just give you one word. Ana akbaru minka. What did I say? Ana akbaru minka. What is the translation? I am older than you. Or I am bigger than you. Did it make any sense? It did not make any sense. Did it make any sense? What way you are bigger than me, brother? You didn't tell me. So now I will tell you. Now this is just an outline. We are going to study this in detail. So just try to understand as much as you can. And if you miss out something, don't worry. Okay? Ana akbaru minka sinnan. I am older than you in age. So sinnan I used tamiz as a to dispel any ambiguity. Are you with me? So it is mansub, it comes, it is in a singular form, it is indefinite, and it is mansub. I give you another example. Ana akbaru minki. I am bigger than you. In what way? Then I'll say malan. What is the meaning of malan? Money. I'm richer than you. In what way? In money. So malan came. So malan will be your tamyiz. This is just I'm trying to explain you in as simpler way as possible. All of them are coming in lesson number 4 in book 2. They are coming in. Okay. Now, whenever you will use come in the sentence, what did I say? What is the meaning of come? Come. How many? Is it clear how many? No, it's not clear. In how many of what? Are you with me? How many of what? Then I bring tamiz. What will I bring? Tamiz. I will bring tamiz. So after come in the simplest form will come tamiz. It will be indefinite noun, singular noun, and it will be mansub. Okay? For example, kam kitaban indaka. What will be the translation? How many books you have? Are you with me? Kam kalaman indaki. How many? Kam sayaratan indaki. Kam baitan indaki. After kam I am using baitan, sayaratan, kitaban, kalaman. Now these are all mansub. So what is this kalaman? Tamhiz. What will you call it? Tamhiz. Tamiz. Tamhiz. This is very beautiful, brother. Okay? And if I tell you, kam kitaban indaka, kam kitaban indaka. Okay, this is a question. Okay? But indaka, what is indaka? Zarf and mudafili. Sahi? Indaka is zarf and mudafili. Can it be mubtada? No. Jar majrur, zarf mudafili can never be mubtada. Never. And so that is your zarf and mudafili. It is not mubtada. And then kitaban, what is kitaban? Is tamiz. Then what is kam? Mubtada. You know, in a sentence like that, we can easily analyze the kam is mubtada. Where is the khabar? That is tamiz. Where is the khabar? No, that is tamiz. Tamiz cannot be khabar. I say kam kitaban indaka. What is indaka? That is inda is your zarf shubu jumla khabar. And what is ka? Mudafili. You got the idea? Now this is in the simplest form, inshallah. But we are not going to analyze that. We are only trying to understand that after kam, there is a noun, mansub, it is indefinite, it is singular, and we call that mansub noun, tamiz. Inshallah. And it comes in the Quran. Many times, in the different forms. And we will study it, inshallah. The lesson for tamiz is also coming. I think lesson 27 or 28 in book 3. Okay? These are all advanced lessons. Dr. Abdurrahim has put them at the end of the book. You know, before that, you will become very strong in most of the other aspects. And then these are, all these hal, tamiz, maful, mutlak, these are all cherries on the cake. You know, you make a cake, then your final decoration is you whip cream and then on top of it you put cherries. So these are coming at the end of book 3. But whenever it will come, I will explain you so that slowly, slowly we get stronger. Okay, brother? Another thing I must point out. You have to see the whole sentence. If I am asking you about your family, your children, your brothers, your sisters, then I am using jar majrur as laka or laki. If I am asking you for things like pen, cars, books, houses, keys, even money, then I am using inda. Are you with me? At for families, children, brothers, sisters, we will use laka or laki. And then for other things, we'll use indaka or indaki. And your answer will be accordingly. Inshallah. Watch the answer. And you will see it's very beautiful and very easy. Kam ahan laka ya Muhammad. Kam ahan, ahan. See? You know what is ahan? Tamiz. Kam ahan laka ya Muhammad. What is the answer? Li ahun wahidun. Li ahun wahidun. But it was laka which changed into li. What is li? How many words are li? How many words? Sister Hafsa? Two. What are they? Li harf jar and pronoun ya mutakallim. So it is jarun or majrun. So it has come in the beginning. When jarun, majrun will come in the beginning, or zarf and mudaf ilahi will come in the beginning, most of the time they are khabar. And then most of the time you will see the mubtada indefinite. You will see mubtada indefinite, most of the time. Okay, what is the answer? Li akhun wahidun. Okay, I have one brother. So where is our mubtada? Akhun. That's sahih, Muhammad. Brother, what is wahidun, Brother Salman? Akhun, I know it is one. But in Arabic, what will you call it? Akhun wahidun. Khun dun. Not. Badal, you know, Ismu Ishara has to come. You seem to like Badal very much. No, Nath Manut. What is it? Akhun wahidun is Nath Manut. Where is Nath? Wahidun. Where is Manut? Akhun. So Akhun is our Mubtida. Now, brother and sister, yesterday we practiced. What did we practice? Dual. You know how to make dual. But in this lesson, only marfu form. Make a dual of this. Kalamani. Make the dual of this. Kitabani. Are you with me? All you do is ani. Do it ani. It's very simple. Fine. Wa kam ukhtan laka. See, kam ukhtan. What is ukhtan? Tamiz. Okay. Laka. How many sisters do you have? What is the answer? Li ukhtani. I have two sisters. Li ukhtani. Now, if you have things fresh in your mind of what we did yesterday, then you will answer it, inshallah. What is li? Jar majrur, shubhu jumla, khabar. Try to say khabar muqaddam. What will you say? Muqaddam means it came in advance. Muqaddam means it came in advance. I will write down muqaddam. And what is the other one? The opposite of this. Mwakhar means late. Muqaddam means comes in advance. Okay, brothers and sisters. Li jar majur shibu jumla khabar. What is ukhtani? Ukhtani. It's only one word. What is it? Mubtada. Mubtada. Okay, it is mubtada. One word. Ukhtani means two sisters. Are you with me? Now remember, we are used to seeing dhamma at the end for marfu. Mubtada is always marfu. So you saw li akhun. Now you did not see dhamma. So is ukhtani marfu? Yes. Naam. What is the alamat? Alif, mashallah. So this is now we are getting sharp. That we see ukhtani, if you see dual with ani, it is always marfu. And what is the sign of its being marfu? It's alif. Father, you are doing very well, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. That was good, Sister Maimuna. That was excellent. Kam ajalatan liddarrajati ya Hamid. How many wheels to the bicycle? Kam ajalatan liddarrajati. See, liddarrajati came. So the answer is laha ajalatani. What is the meaning of laha? It has two wheels. What is laha? Jar majur. Shubu jumla khabar. Where is our mubtada? Ajalatani. Is it marfu? Yes. What is the sign? Alif. Mashallah, mashallah. Okay. Brother, kam eidan. Wow, eid. We're talking about eid. Kam eidan. Fissanati ya Zakariya. How will you translate? Kam eidan. How many Eid in the year, ya Zakariya? Are you with me? So what is Eidan? Tamiz. What is it? Tamiz. Inshallah. After kam, it is tamiz. Whenever you see kam, it is tamiz. Okay. That verb, the noun which is after kam, the noun which is mansub is tamiz. Fissanati Eidani. In the year there are two Eids. So Fissanati, Char Majur, Shibu Jumla Khabar, and Eidani is our Mubtada, and it is Marfu, and the Alamat of Rafa is Alif, inshallah. Huma Eidul Fitri wa Eidul Adha. Are you with me? All you translate? Huma, they are Eidul Fitra and Eidul Adha. Fine, brother. What is Huma? First time Huma has come as a Mubtada. Where is the Khabar? Khabar is always Marfu if it is one word. Eidul, mashallah. Excellent, beautiful, brother. You know, your understanding pleases me a lot, mashallah. Okay, and then وَهُوَ مُدَاف, and then إِذْ فِتْرِ مُدَاف إِلَيْهِ, and then wow, أَتَف, and then إِذُ, you can say in this particular case مَوْتُفٌ عَلَى, the first إِذُ, okay, and then what is أَدْهَى? مُدَاف إِلَيْهِ, it is مُدَاف إِلَيْهِ. Are you with me? إِذُ الْفِتْرِ is مُدَاف إِلَيْهِ. Wa Eidul Adha is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Very good. Ya Ibrahim, Abuka Tajirun Kabirun. Your dad is a rich merchant. Kam Sayaratan Hindahu. Sayaratan, Tamiz. Kam Sayaratan Hindahu. What is the translation, brother? How many cars does he have? What is the answer? Indahu sayaratani kabiratani wa sayaratani sahiratani. See how clever Dr. Abdurrahim is, that he brings us simple sentences in which we can understand our Mubtada Khabar and our Naat Manut. So brother, indahu, what is inda? Zarf. And you will say immediately Shibu Jumla Khabar. And then who? Mudaf ilayhi. And where is Mubtada? Sayaratani. And what is Kabiratani? Naat. Why it is Naat? Because it matches. You know, Naat must match in number. If the Manut is dual, the Naat has to be dual. If the Manut is Marfu, the Naat has to be Marfu. So do you see Kabiratani Marfu? Yes. What is the sign of Marfu? Alif. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Wa Sayaratani Sagiratani. And two small cars. Very good. Kam Nafizatan Fi Gurfatika Ya Ismailu. What is it? Kam Nafizatan. What is Nafizatan? Windows. It is Tamiz, mashallah. It is Tamiz. Windows, Fi, Gurfatika. Fi harf jar, Gurfati ism majrur, wa huwa mudaf, and ka mudaf ilayhi. Mashallah, mashallah. Fiha, Nafizatani. What is Fiha? Jar majrur, shubhu jumla khabar. And what is Nafizatani? Mubtada, marfu. And the sign of marfu, Brother Salman? Alif, mashallah, mashallah. Liman, okay, now comes Hazani. So we have to now learn Hazani. Okay? Brother, what is this? Hada. And what is this? Are you with me? And what is this, brother? And what is this again? Singular, plural. What is dual? Haza, hazani. What is it? Ha, za, ni. Dual. So we are learning dual of hazana. And hazihi is ha, ta, ni. Look at the spelling. Make sure we understand the spelling. Ha, ta, ni, hazani. Okay? Fine.